Melchizedek. Both Abram and Lot were prosperous. Soon their herdsmen started arguing over grazing rights. Abram said, "We shouldn't be fighting. After all, we're family. There's plenty of land here. You choose. You go one way and I'll go the other." The Lot knew which direction he wanted to go. The Jordan Valley had plenty of water and reminded him of Egypt. He'd often say to himself, "It's like the Lord's garden." So he chose the entire Jordan Valley. He set up his tent near Sodom, even though the men there were extremely wicked. Then the Lord said to Abram, "Look to the north, and look to the south. Look to the east and the west. I'm giving it all to you and your descendants. Get up. Walk over all the land. It's yours." Sometime later, an alliance of four city kingdoms made war with the five cities around Sodom. The alliance won the battle and took all their possessions, food, and many of the people, including Lot. When Abram heard about this, he took his 318 trained servants and chased after the alliance. He attacked them during the night and totally defeated them. He then took Lot, all the people, and their possessions back to Sodom. When he got there, Abram met Melchizedek, who was the king of Salem, but he was also the priest of the Most High God. Melchizedek said, "Abram is blessed by the Most High God, who created the heaven and earth. Give praise to the Most High God, because it is He who has given you victory over your enemies." Abram gave Melchizedek one-tenth of everything. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people, and you keep all the possessions." Abram said, No, I'm not taking any of it. I'm giving it all back to you, except what the servants ate during the campaign. I never want you to say, 'I made Abram rich.'" With that, Abram and his servants went home. Soon afterwards, the Lord came to him in a vision and said, "I'm your shield and exceeding great reward." Abram said, Lord, I still don't have a son. But I have a servant who is just like a son to me. Let him inherit your promises to me." No, you will have a son, and he'll be your heir. Abram, look at the stars in the sky. Your descendants will be as hard to count as those stars." This seemed impossible to Abram, but he believed it, and God was pleased.